And the other meeting in Victoria is this afternoon's program of Racing at Echuca, where we're looking at showers and a good four is the track rating. And joining us is Mark Hunter. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Nadia. I'm good, thank you.
And what do you make of eight races at Echuca today?
Yeah, I like it. There's a couple of shorties that are probably out of our reach, but I don't mind a few during the day, so hopefully we can go home with a win.
Okay, well, let's have a look at race number one. This is a maiden over 16.18. Takeout runners 7, 11, 12 and the 13. Number one, Captain Argento's at 9. Then you're down to B Instant, who's the favourite at $2, $3.44 French Bank, and then you're looking at Yulong Bayo Jun, who's at $8.50.
Yeah, I'll tip the favourite here, number 6, B Instant. I thought it was a really good debut at Yulong running 7th. It had no idea what it was doing. It was very green, got shoved back to last, and was really strong through the line. Then it went to Ballarat. I thought it would win there. It had every possible chance. It came out, loomed up, and just couldn't catch the winner. And on the line, it had enough. Now, it jumps to 1,600 metres here, an extra 200, and the blinkers go on. So you've got a couple of queries. But in its favour, it's just a lack of opposition. So it should get the job done here to break its maiden status. To beat number two, finals time. I thought its trial was good at Cranbourne. It was strong over the line at 1,200. I think a mile's perfect first go. Number eight, French Bank, battled on well last time, fitter for that run, got the big bonus of D Lane, and next best, number 10, Yulong Bao Jun. It's been aided by this late scratching here of Mariko Rico. Yulong Bao Jun will look to press forward for the front, did give a good sight last time. Six probably wins, but short enough, 6, 2, 8 and 10.
So we go 6 from 2, 8 and 10. We look at race number two. This is a three-year-old filly's maiden. You can take out number two. We've got number one, Ask the Sheriff, at 8.50. Keep It Classy, 7.50, 3.10, Liberal Arts. And then you're down to the favourite, Peninsula Miss, at 2.80, and Vivendi given a chance at $4.80.
Yeah, again, I'm going with the favourite here. I think it's short enough, number nine, Peninsula Miss, but it's got the best form in the race. It comes off a couple of runs before a spell behind, perhaps, and Tesla in a much stronger race up there at Ballarat Cup Day. It's trialled pretty well recently, and as I said in race one, it's got that massive bonus here of D Lane to ride. So we'll put it on top of number five, Liberal Arts. This horse had trialled quite well and whacked away well on debut. Looks a bit of a one-pacer. Looks like the 1,200 metres will suit from the good gate. Number four, Keep It Classy. It's your likely leader in the race. Gave a good sight last time. And 11, Vivendi, a stablemate of the favourite. Thought it might have trialled a bit better. Its form last campaign was good enough to be somewhere in the finish. I'll go 9, 5, 4 and 11.
So 9 from 5, 4, 11. We now have a look at race number 3. Takeout runners 1, 3, 6, 11. We've got number 5, Lucky D, at 6. $1.30 for Walhalla. It's the dominant favourite and Cranky Misses at $9.
Yeah, well, it has to win number 7, Walhalla. There's just no opposition. Probably the only danger was number 1, Battleborn. It's been scratched. Walhalla's had a couple back from a spell. They've both been good. It didn't really have many excuses last time. It got up on the fence and looked the winner and just got run down out wide. But it's got comes in the gate one after the scratchings. It'll be slow away. It'll settle midfield. And it's just chasing very ordinary horses. So it should get the job done at $1.30. Looking for the placings, number 9, Colonial Gal, I think is the Quinella pick. It's got the second best form in the race. Just draws a little bit awkwardly. Needs a bit of luck. Number 5, Lukey D, ran an improved race up there last time. And maybe next best, number 10, Cranky Misses, but you're scraping the barrel there. 7 should win, 9 should run a place, 7, 9, 5 and 10.
So we go 7 from 9, 5, 10, but very short at $1.30. We go to race 4. This is a maiden over 21.24. Now we've got the likes of 6 Candy Girl, 8.50, Converging 2.80, 4.60, 4 Somnium, 4.60, The Girls on Fire and Zaid is an $8 chance.
Yeah, I think this is one of the better bets of the day here, number 7, Converging, for Matt Kamani. It's had the two starts. It was run off its feet on debut at the sprint trip. Last time, jumped to the mile. Sat 1-1, had every chance. Keysaw got up on the fence and booted right away. Converging kept closing strongly to the line. It jumps from 1,600 to 2,100. I don't mind that. It looks like it'll run the trip strongly. It's drawn a little awkwardly. It just doesn't want to do too much work in the run to the first turn. If it gets a nice enough run, I think it wins. Second pick and the value runner here is number 3, King's Hand. It just failed running second two starts ago, then had no luck last time running fifth, just couldn't get clear at the right time. Box seats here, got a great place chance. 5, Anna Puri from gate 1, does no work and can run a place. And 10, This Girl's on Fire, who comes through the same race as King's Hand. They were pretty similar runs. There's a big discrepancy in the price. It's got some hope as well, but keen that 7 wins. 7, 3, 5 and 10.
7 from 3, 5 and 10. Race 5, first leg of the quaddie. Take out number 4. We've got number 1, Blue Jangles, 480. Welcome Striker at 4. Ambassador Lad at 480. Franklin Lane at 5. Up the Stairs is at 340, the favourite.
Yeah, this is a tough little race. The three main picks, or three of the main picks, numbers 1, 2 and 6, all like to lead. And whichever one gets the front gets a bit of an advantage here. I'll tip number 6 Up the Stairs. It's one of the leaders. It led, dictated and bolted in last time. It will look for the front here. It's got its main rivals for that position drawn inside it, so it just might have to do some work. Hopefully it can find the front easy enough and dictate to beat number 1, Blue Jangles, who showed up in town last time, gets the claim for Harry Grace. 3 Ambassador Lad. It'll sit back minding its own business. It got thrashed by Up the Stairs last time, but it's got a chance. And I think the best value runner for the day here is number 7, Steel Caps. It's had 2 runs back from a spell. It was good first up, running 7th, unsuitable trip. Didn't do a lot last time, but that's a fantastic form race. If they happen to go hard up front here, it is ready to fire, and it's certainly not hopeless. I wouldn't be leaving it out. I'll go 6, 1, 3 and 7.
So 6 from 1, 3 and 7. Race number 6, now you can take out the 7. 1 Free Willie at 6, 260 for Melba's Maestro. Down to Monaco Countess at 6, $6 for Sundell. Down to Dancing Hare, who's a $5 chance, and Magic Pegasus at $6.
Yeah, gee, I reckon this is the best for the day here, number 2, Melba's Maestro. It's absolutely flying this time in. That last start second was behind Thundercloud. Thundercloud went to Warrnambool and won like Farlap. Behind Thundercloud was a horse called Skilled Assassin, who ran terrific at Warrnambool. It's coming out of a great form race. It draws barrier 1. It'll settle probably 3 back the fence. Free Willie will lead. Melba's Maestro will probably settle 3 back. It just needs clear galloping room from the 400 metres, and I think it wins. To beat number 1, Free Willie, who led and won at Swan Hill last time. He always runs well up there. He'll get the front here, and he'll give you a sight. Number 5, Dancing Hare. It's getting better with racing. It was a bit disappointing there, those first 2 runs back. It won OK last time. Then out to number 4, Sundell, who showed a lot of promise early in its career. Didn't have much luck last time, getting fitter and can run a place. But, gee, I think 2 wins here, 2, 1, 5 and 4.
So 2 from 1, 5 and 4. We go to race 7 over 11.09. He can take out 12, 13, 14 and also the 15. 1 Unshackled at 5, 2.40 Evolutionist. Down to Flirtatious Femme, who's at $8. Harlem Star at 7 and Wound Tight is at $9.50.
Yeah, I think luck in running is just vital here. I could have 5 or 6 picks and still miss. I'll go for number 7, Amaretto, who doesn't win out of turn. I think the Macahoo Boy form is probably the best form in the race. It's got the claim for Mitch Aitken. It will be midfield somewhere, and look for it to be closing late to beat number 4, Evolutionist. Got the maiden out of the way. It draws wide. It'll get back. It'll run on. It's short enough odds. Number 9, Harlem Star. It's flying. It's ready to win. It's got that horrible gait, but look for it to be closing. And 1, Unshackled, who's just going to lob along leaders back. Do absolutely no work in the run. Got a top rider. Stable's going really well. I think it's got a good winning hope also. I'll go 7, 4, 9 and 1.
7 from 4, 9 and 1. And then to the last race, 8 over 13, 12. Here you can take out number 4, 14, 15 and 16. Number 2, Storm Approach, 650. Turak Warrior, 7. 480 for number 6, Ferocerum. $5 La Bombo Rose. Then you're looking at Mrs. Bignall, who was an $8 chance, and Mary's Pride at $5.50.
Yeah, this was my value runner this morning at $10, Ferrocerium, but that's been well and truly taken into $4.80. I think it'll run terrific here. It's trialled really well. It'll get a lovely run from the draw. It's going to be strong at 1,300 metres, whereas a few of these other ones will struggle at the trip. And I'm happy to back it each way to beat number 12, Mary's Pride. It's going well, Mary's Pride, without luck. It just has to run a strong 1,300 metres. That's your query. 7, La Bombo Rose. Draws gate 1. It's got the claim. It sits leaders back. It gets every possible chance. And the likely leader here is number 2, Storm Approach. He doesn't win out of turn, but he's going to be in front. He's got that 3-kilo claim, and he'll give you a sight for a long way. I'll put them in 6, 12, 7 and 2.
So 6, 12, 7, 2. Best roughy quaddie player of the day?
My best, Nadia, race 6, number 2, Melba's Maestro. My roughy, I had to change it over to race 5, number 7, Steel Caps. My quaddie's a wide one, so we'll take a flexi. We'll go 1, first leg 1, 3, 6 and 7, into 1, 2 and 5, into 1, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9. Come home wide with 2, 3, 6, 7, 8, 11 and 12. My player of the day is the Daily Double. I'll go number 2, Melba's Maestro, in the first leg. And in the second leg, I'll take 6, 7 and 12.
Wonderful. Thanks for that, Mark.
Thanks, Nadia.